Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Greater Good Ministry Radio and Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal. Broadcasting every Monday night at 7 p.m. Central. Join Psychic Tina Marie and Bob Weber as they invite you, along with their special guests, for a weekly journey of the paranormal. Learn about paranormal happenings and call in for a psychic mini-read. To call into the show, dial 347-237-5339. Or join us in the interactive chat room for your comments and your questions. Now let's get to the show. It's Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal.
All right, welcome to the show, and this is Primarily Paranormal. We're coming to you from Greater Good Ministry Radio, live out of Fort Walton Beach, Florida. Beautiful, beautiful Monday night. Thank you, everybody out there that is tuning in tonight. We got Mr. Bob Weber in the house.
Doing all the producing, doing the chat room, manning the phones, and
being my sidekick.
Always glad to be your sidekick. Better than that, I'm your husband.
There you
your
go.
Your partner in life.
There
and in crime.
There you go. We ain't crime?
We ain't doing no crime.
I was going to say, we don't have time for crime.
No. Too busy.
Hope everybody's doing good out there. Tonight we are going to be doing paranormal talk, spirituality talk, and a few psychic mini readings towards the end of the show. So please, if you call into the show.
Our number is 347-237-5339. Press 1 to let us know that you're wanting to come on.
All right, and we do have a special guest tonight.
Yeah,
his name is Joseph and Andre, and he is a spiritual counselor, and he is fantastic, y'all. Please call in, and whether you want to talk to me or him and have questions, he's a demonologist, from what I understand,
yeah.
and has worked in the paranormal and has had many, many experiences with energy, entities, and demons. So this is really going to be a very, very interesting show. We're waiting for him to call in.
Well, hopefully he did. I'm going to check
all right.
This one line.
All right.
And I'm just going to do it live.
All right. Do it live.
All right. And area code 508. Is this Joe? Joseph.
Yes, it is. How you doing, Bob? Hi, Tina. How are you?
Hey. I'm glad
good.
You made it to the
doing
show.
Good.
Thank you for joining us tonight. We're honored to have you as our guest.
You know, I've been following you.
Thanks for having me on. Thank you.
You're welcome. You know, I've been following you for a while, and I was very, very intrigued. My husband is Catholic, and me coming from a Southern Baptist point of view years ago, you know, we all grow and go different areas and, you know, in our spirituality and our religion. But, you know, from reading your dossier and your website, you are also a counselor, correct?
Correct.
All right. And you know, the things that you went through as a child, we're just going to slow the show down just a little bit. But you experienced so much as a child, like myself. It just intrigued me that you were able to write about it. You know, come forward and let everybody know about the experiences that you did experience as a child. It was just like, oh my golly, bomb.
Right now, I'm actually writing a book about it. I'm in the process of it. So it's been a year project. It might be probably another year, you know, editing and all that and publishing it. But, yeah, I have all my experiences and as a child and where I am right now. So I'm looking forward when it's finished. I've been doing it for a long, long time, dealing with different situations since I was an old child, since I was 4 or 5 years old.
You know, when I decided that I was going to write a book, and everybody said, you've got to write a personal book about yourself. How do
right.
you become a psychic? How do you do this? How do you do that? What created you to be the individual you are today? It changes every day. And, you know, and trying to write this stuff, do you feel that every day that you work in the paranormal, you do active investigations still to this day?
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay.
I work with many, many teams. I work with a lot of individuals. And I have my own team called Nightbreed Paranormal, based out of Taunton, Massachusetts. Also, I was living in Florida for a while. I was there for 7 months, and actually I was trying to build a team down there, but it didn't work out the way I wanted to. But
you didn't know us then, did you?
No, I did not know. I tried to communicate with people around Florida, but you know how it is down in the South. It's very territorial. So it's very difficult to actually get contact with the right people, you know? So unfortunately, it didn't happen the way I wanted it to.
Oh, man.
But
ever in our area, come on down and we'll do it. We'll do it.
If I ever do put it on there again, I will look you up. That's most definitely.
That's right.
Most
come
definitely.
To the beautiful Gulf Coast.
We're up here in North Florida.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, the one thing that really intrigued me, you know, I'm going to keep using that word because when I was reading your website and going over a few things that, you know, researching you, it intrigued me because it was like a mirror image of a lot of things that I experienced as a child growing up, you know, being able to see energy and entities, the good, the bad, and
mm-hmm.
Fascinating, just absolutely fascinating.
Well, the thing is, it's a beautiful thing. You know, I've been doing this for a long time, and when I was a child, through my teenagers, even my 20s, there was not no one I could talk to about what I did or what happened to me when I was a child, you know, without being ridiculed, you know. And now I'm more out about open about everything, and I can't tell you how many emails or personal messages I've gotten with people on Facebook or just regular email that have the same experience that I've had, including yourself, you know, and having that connection with the same people that experience the same thing I have. So I think it's a blessing.
Cool validation. That is such a cool validation. That's why
it
I said, oh my gosh, I wanted you on this show, because from you know, the universal point of everything, we are not alone, by no means.
Oh, no,
with our
of course
experiences
not.
Is how we interpret it, and we learn from these experiences.
Very true.
All right. Now, you say you're raised a strict Roman Catholic. Now, you didn't go through the Latin masses, did you?
What's that again? I'm sorry.
You said you're raised a strict Catholic. Did you go through the Latin masses?
Back then, yes, when I was a child, yes, I went to Latin masses. So I was born, my nationality is Portuguese, so it's very strict Roman Catholic beliefs. So we used to go to Latin church and also went to the Portuguese church, interpreted in Portuguese. My whole family, my mom, my dad, my grandfather, my grandmother, and we used to, you know, pray every night in the rosaries. And then I was Bible study because my parents and my grandparents didn't know how to read English, but they would read it in Portuguese. So I was trying, and for me as a child, I had really problems with speaking English and Portuguese. I had special needs back in the day, you know, being on phonics and stuff like that. So I had to really learn how to speak correctly and enunciate and articulate. But now I try to read Portuguese. I can't read Portuguese anymore. Like, I get some words, but not that many. But I can interpret better in English. But with that being in Latin church back then, before they changed it to Vatican II, all the Latin old churches stopped doing it. Only a few churches that I knew. I know there's one in Connecticut, in Monroe, Connecticut. Actually did still use the Latin version of the church for quite a while.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I mean, we all knew Latin back then. I mean, growing up as a Catholic myself, and
right.
Went to Catholic grade school, masses every morning.
Same here. Yeah. Went to CCD and CCD and classes and all that good stuff.
You betcha.
You know, us all being raised in different ethnics and different religious backgrounds and ideology and personalities, mm-hmm. do you think, you coming up, being able to be an intuitive and reference, to be able to feel energies and entities, or being plagued with this in your life?
What do you mean by that? I'm sorry, you got broken up. I couldn't hear you.
You know, being raised in the Catholic Church, the things that you were taught, religion is religion. You know, I mean, it's a little variation from here to there. But do you believe that the doctrine that you were raised in had anything to do with your sensibility or your feelings of how to interpret energy that came to you as a child?
I think my discernment just came at an early age, and I do think the church had a big influence on that. But it wasn't just the Catholic Church. It was every turn of religion that I've been to. I was born as a Roman Catholic, and from then on, when you got older, you stray from everything, and you want to learn an adventure. I went on the dark path. I did the wrong things and followed the wrong people. I got involved with the black arts and black magic. After that, when I learned my lesson, I searched a friend of mine, and he had got me in becoming a Mormon. I became a Latter-day Saint. And
there you go.
And that was like the pinnacle of my turnaround then. I didn't become I became a full Mormon, but a few years I was in there, and some things of doctrines I did not agree with, how I believe, God is unconditional love. There's He's unconditional love.
Absolutely.
But when you have churches that give conditions, I had draw the line. So that's why I brought myself out of the church. Nothing against them, because I have much respect to all the churches out there. Every religion, but it's not how I believe what unconditional love means, what we all should do is all coexist and love each other equally, and that's the truth. There's no, even atheists can agree with that,
I believe that's how
I take everything that I learned from each church and brought to my own faith. I've not become a spiritualist Christian.
We're all children of God. Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We're all brothers and sisters. All have the same Father, the Almighty. People don't have to believe in Him, but He believes in you.
Absolutely.
Well, I'll tell you what, Joseph, we're up against our first break. And when we come back, I want to get into, your childhood and talk about your dreams and how all this got started. But you're listening to Primarily Paranormal here on the WGGM Radio Network. We'll be right back after these brief words. Psychic Tina Marie hopes you're enjoying Primarily Paranormal tonight, and welcomes you back each Monday night at 7 p.m. Central. This show is on the paranormal, and Tina provides psychic mini-readings as a sample of what she can do. Visit our website at misstina.com to learn more about Tina and to book your psychic reading today. Make sure to click the special link for special savings on your next reading. That's misstina.com. MISSTENA.com. Now let's get back to Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal.
Hi,
Welcome to Greater Good Ministry Radio on Blog Talk Radio. It's all inspiration, all the time, with live and recorded programming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that encourages upliftment and positivity. Join us for our live programming or listen to archived programs on Blog Talk Radio. For a complete programming lineup, visit ggmradio.com. Visit the gift shop for great values on special items for loved ones, or help GGM Radio by using the donate button. Now, back to Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is Primarily Paranormal. We've got Bob Weber. He's manning the switchboard and the chat room. What's going on in the chat room, honey?
Yeah, it's a little quiet there.
A little quiet.
And I said, Gregory, you went into the chat room, you kicked me out.
That's so all good.
You got to stop doing that, Gregory.
It's
but I'll
good.
Put myself back in there and kick him out now. There you go.
We have got a great guest tonight.
That we do.
We've got Joseph
Andret, spiritual counselor. He's out of Massachusetts. But, you know, I want to talk briefly, very quickly about Greater Good Ministry Radio.
All right.
That is the host of these programs, WGGM, on your Blog Talk search. And certainly, make sure you visit their website at ggmradio.com. Check out all the different hosts, all the different programming that Greater Good Ministry offers there. It's just, it's all inspirational all the time.
24 hours a day. Different guests over there. They're beautiful. Beautiful.
And also, while you're there, check out Reverend Speed Gift Shop.
You've got
beautiful jewelry. Beautiful
crystal.
She's got
a fantastic book.
And a book on, Crystal Healing, the book. It's the authority on what
crystals are. Well, it takes all the
all.
Questions out about it.
Right.
And the other thing, everybody out there, please check in to my programming throughout the day.
It's called
6 days a week.
6 days a week, Tuesday through Saturday at 11 a.m. Central. It's called The Tina Marie Show. Certainly visit our website at MissTina.com. And you can just do a link there to her show page, and then you can see the upcoming shows, and then click that, and that will take you to that show that day.
You know what? One more.
What's that?
I'm doing The Real Deal with Dr. Gregory Scott.
And that is when?
Thursdays.
Thursdays at 9 a.m. Central, 10 Eastern. And that is an interesting hour or hour and a half. Because what do you guys do in that show?
Well, I do my clairvoyancy, and he also is a healer, a universal healer. And, you know, this is new to me also, but it's such a beautiful...
You've experienced it with him.
Ooh, I did. Oh, golly bum. And I'll even talk to our guest, Joseph, about it when we bring him back on.
All right, well, let's do that right now. And, Joseph, welcome back.
Well, thank you for having me.
There you go. We go fast on this program. You know, you are so interesting. You know, I was following you for a while. I mean, for a good while now. And I said, oh, my gosh. You know, it was your honesty. Your honesty is something that is very, very rare.
Yeah, sometimes I'm very blunt with my honesty.
Part of the Catholic upbringing, he says.
Yep.
Because my husband is Catholic.
That's right, because you know you're going to go to hell.
No, you're not.
I've been there. It's not good.
It's not good.
It's good barbecuing, but that's it.
There you go.
Might get a little roasted, but, you know, might see the light after that.
Goodness sakes.
Like I said, you know, after this break, I want to talk about, you know, at the age of 5, you start to have night terrors. And they were full of images of demons attacking you while you slept. Talk about that and how you think that kind of came to pass.
I just want to warn everyone that's listening. I don't know how graphic you can be on your show.
We can be as graphic as you want, because we've got our show rigged for adult audiences.
But still, you know, Liz. Okay, go ahead.
But all right. So I'll be careful. When I was a child, when I first started, the first dream I ever had, it was surrounded by darkness and smells, which I didn't know what they were. But I knew they were very putrid. It was very vivid. When I got up from the dream, I still could smell it, and like the whole day. And I couldn't get rid of that smell. And my parents, I'll ask, what are you cooking? I was like, that, nothing they cooked, you know. I was at the age of five, you know, and they didn't cook anything. But then the dreams that came followed was more bright, vivid. The best way I can describe without going too nasty is very, people being mutilated, being torn apart piece by piece, including myself. And I would be awake and screaming and seeing myself being torn apart, you know, and seeing my innards and being devoured. You know, it was very traumatic. And when I, well, I have to tell you the real thing about me when I living with my family, I was very terrified of sleeping alone because of the fact. So what my parents did was actually my bed was a coffee table, and they put it next to my grandparents' bedroom and their beds, so I would sleep with them. But I had a full bed upstairs in the second floor, and my parents were right next door. I refused to sleep by myself. So they put it next to my grandparents. I slept on a coffee table, and they have my blankets and egg foam mattresses, you know. And I would fall off screaming. I'd be tend to have like tantrums in my sleep, and to this day I still do. I still get attacked in sleep, but not as bad as it used to be. It used to be a daily process back then. Now I'll probably get hit by probably once every few months, you know. But
that you may be clairvoyant.
Definitely clairvoyant. It's very clairvoyant.
I am very much of a straight shooter. If you've ever listened to any of my programming, I'll tell you how I feel. I believe that you are a clairvoyant.
I know I am. You know, I've done many radio shows, and I've done a few doing psychic readings on some shows. But, you know, overall, why I'm here on this earth is to help people and every walk of life. And it doesn't matter who they are or what beliefs they're in. I have so many friends that are in the paranormal field that are every walks of life, and I help them, each of them. I have a friend of mine that lives in New Hampshire, and he has his own team called Eclipse, and he's a Buddhist, and doing the Shantel beliefs. And I've helped him doing cleansings, and he's helped me doing cleansings. The other father of my team, his name is Paul Davis. He's a pagan minister, and he does that aspect of the part. When we deal with those type of clients of that type of religion, you know, I know what to do, but he knows exactly what to do with the cleansings, you know, in that aspect.
So you really believe that you've been able to tap into a universal energy knowledge, like myself. And the reason why, I mean, this is something, to be quite frank with you, if you ever tap into it and you're able to stay in it, it can be a beautiful thing as long as we're helping other individuals. And to hear you say that you had done other practices, but you were able to come back to something more comfortable for yourself, that's cool.
Exactly. And so I'm putting myself in the literal spiral of this that I was in when I was younger, and I got myself out of it, was a miracle in itself. Because I probably would not be here right now talking to you.
Oh, bless your heart. Bless your heart.
So, you know, I took a whole 360, you know.
Now you're going life's journey.
You know,
absolutely.
Reading over your material, you know, obviously something important happened at age 10, you know, when you went to confession. And then you got some guidance.
Go ahead, sorry.
And, you know, obviously you got, you know, the priest said, you know, told you to pray to God, concentrating, seeking God and Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. But he also called upon an angel. Which archangel did he call on? And tell us about that, and how did that help you?
I was Archangel St. Michael, you know, it's, when he told me that, and I asked, you know, my priest at the time, and I had these nightmares, and that's what I was going to CCD and all that, and we have confessional every Saturday, and he told me to just pray on Christ, and pray on God, and I asked the ask the angels to help you, especially Archangel Michael. He'll be there for you. He'll be there to guide you, protect you. And with that, the dreams became more lighter. I was more protected. I wasn't getting eaten. You know, I was seeing a war.
Oh.
You know, I would see angelic wars with demons protecting me. And
well, yeah.
And I would have this light that would just pour out of me and protect me, because I know they were there for me. You
Whoa.
Know. So that was a miracle turnaround, and I'm like, and I knew there was something more than what I'm supposed to be here for. In other words, my calling. I knew it was my calling. You know.
Yeah, because in your website, you know, you talk about, you know, in your dreams, why battling the demons from hell, with the aid of Saint Michael, the smells of rotten flesh, which you had
right.
no clue of at the time, you know, but you
nope.
learned about it, you know. But certainly, you know, you were able to confront that, as you just said. So, you know, lighter dreams, wider dreams, which is, that's
and
what
that
we all see.
And that is a very lovely thing, because when I received
yeah.
that gift years ago, it is, especially as a clairvoyant psychic medium, which I am, you know, I guess that's what I've been doing for 30 years.
Right.
When you are delivered. You know, it's still a battle. Every day we have our demons. Every day we have our challenges and trying to push negative energy off. Is there one particular thing that you do daily or weekly or whatever to help cope with what it is that you, because you are a clairvoyant. You know that, right?
Oh, of course I do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What
of
is
course
it
I do.
Yeah, you do.
Well, I do.
Okay. You come to grips with that one. You know, a lot of people say it's a dirty word, but it's not. We're just open.
Right,
it's not
exactly.
A dirty
word. But you don't want to leave yourself too. You don't want to leave yourself too open. You know, you need to know how to block yourself from what's out there, the negative energy, and you have to encase yourself. You have to encase yourself in positive light. You know, on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Is that your,
yeah, I mean, not just under your feet, but through the ground that you walk through. You know, walk on, you know, over
yeah.
the top of your head. And you know, give yourself at least a foot from the top of the head to the bottom of your feet, you know, at least a 6-foot radius. That's when you want to envision, you know.
I like
that. And that white light, when I saw it when I was a kid, you know, that was what I saw. And that was a brilliant, radiant light, like sunbeams, you know. And when I walked in hell, what I perceived was hell, and these demons would just cast in fire. Even though there's fire in hell, they were pressing the flame into ash. You know, so it's more powerful than any hell flame there is. You know, it's just the belief, the power of your belief and the power of your faith.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to have you back on. I got to tell you something. This
well,
is
especially
so
after,
true.
After he gets his book written.
After he gets, oh, well, heck
forgive me.
Oh, heck yeah. You know, you are so inspiring. A lot of people out there right now are going, oh, they are facing their own demons and battling their different situations. A lot of people do not realize this, and I hope everybody out there will agree with this. But, you know, if you don't feel the same way, you can stop me at any given time. Every one of us
mm-hmm.
is born
mm-hmm.
a child of God. Every one of us is born being open. And because we come from another element, you know, we do.
Oh,
and
of course.
We're open to all this and how we perceive it and who's given what, when, and how, especially when we get older. And, you know, I don't know what age it was for you, but I know how old I was when I finally got on my hands and knees and said, Lord, please, Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, you know, universe, bring it to me. Show me what it is that you want me to do, and
yep.
I will do the best with this I possibly can.
Yep.
What age were you when you did this?
Right off the bat, when I was 5. Right off the bat. When I went through that and the first experience, I didn't know what was going on, and then seeing those visions, and I cried so much. and I literally cried for days, and I don't know what was going on, and my parents were trying to tell me what was going on. It's just a dream. It really won't hurt you. And try to explain to them, and their, you know, the mentality, you know, being Portuguese and being born in Portugal, and they just moved here when I was born to the United States. You know, it's what their upbringing is. It's like my grandma would take it as a, not a blessing, but a damnation, you know, a superstitious type of thing. And it, well, my father didn't want to hear nothing about it. You know, oh, you're just making things up. My grandma was more open. My grandma became more open. My grandfather, well, listened, you know, being the way how he was. He was more strict than my father, but he actually had with abilities that actually listened and concerned, because he saw what happened to me when I was sleeping next to them.
Wow.
Now, Joseph,
go ahead.
But if someone wanted to contact you, what website can they go to, especially if they wanted to, let's say, book a spiritual reading or do a prayer request?
That would be at josephandrade.webs.com. You can spell it's spelled J O S E P H A N D R A D E .webs webs.com.
And I just posted that in our chat room, so all of our chat room people, please visit that website.
Yep.
And it's Andre, right? That's
Andre.
How you say that? Andre.
Andre.
Raid.
Yep.
Raid. But it's not spelled like Raid the spray.
Right, exactly. I just want to tell people that are trying to say my name on radio stations or just people around. How do you spell your name? Like, it's
very
and
close.
Then Raid. Oh, that's how you say it. Are you saying Andrade and all that? Oh, no, it's Andre.
We deal with
it
all the time with Tina. T-E-N-A.
Right.
I don't think I could ever pronounce anything right, but I try.
What's your name, Tina?
We're talking to Joseph Andrade, and we'll be right back after these brief messages. You're listening to Primarily Paranormal here on the Greater Good Ministry Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Psychic Tina Marie hopes you're enjoying Primarily Paranormal tonight and welcomes you back each Monday night at 7 p.m. Central. This show is on the paranormal, and Tina provides psychic mini readings as a sample of what she can do. Visit our website at misstina.com to learn more about Tina and to book your psychic reading today. Make sure to click the special link for special savings on your next reading. That's misstina.com. MISSTENA.com. Now let's get back to Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal. Tina Marie has been a paranormal investigator for over 30 years, working over 1,000 cases. If you feel you have a paranormal situation, contact Tina in the Gulf Coast Paranormal. We will either personally investigate your case or refer a reputable investigation team in your area. Contact Tina in the Gulf Coast Paranormal at GulfCoastParanormal.com. Good Ministry Radio on Blog Talk Radio. It's all inspiration all the time, with live and recorded programming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. that encourages upliftment and positivity. Join us for our live programming or listen to archive programs on Blog Talk Radio. For a complete programming lineup, visit ggmradio.com. Visit the gift shop for great values on special items for loved ones, or help GGM Radio by using the donate button. Now, back to Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is Primarily Paranormal. We're coming to you live out of beautiful
Stormy,
Niceville, Florida.
We got some storms everywhere on
here.
But
you know what? Every time we get on air, it's stormy.
There you go.
Hey, it's called Florida,
stormy
y'all.
Weather.
We have got such a beautiful guest tonight and so interesting.
This is an interesting
This is very parallel, you know, to me.
Well,
it
I know.
Really,
I mean, both
is.
Of you were, you know, kind of ousted as children
as
because
children.
Of your ability.
Absolutely.
And certainly I see a lot of similarities with
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah.
But we are speaking with Joseph Enraig.
Andre
got it right this time.
Got it right.
And he is a spiritual counselor. And to visit his website, it's josephandre.webs.com. And
you know,
it's Joseph, and then Andre is spelled A-N-D-R-A-D-E, and then dot webs, W-E-B-S.com.
You know,
visit his website.
Yeah.
Check out his prayer request and also his web store where you can book a spiritual reading.
There you go. There you go. And everybody that wants a psychic reading, we will be doing that pretty quick here. We're going to do
One more segment because we are primarily paranormal. So what do we talk about?
Paranormal. And let me tell you, it feels so good to be able to come across an individual like Joseph, you know, with it's a reflection. It is such a reflection. When I was reading his dossier and his website,
mm-hmm.
it was like, oh, Bob, wait till you see this one.
But, Joseph, we've got you back on air, and I see you were mentored by a demonologist, Keith Johnson, and his wife. Tell us about that and who they are.
If anyone doesn't familiarize them with Keith or Sandra or Keith's brother, his twin brother, Carl, they were core members of TAPS, which is Close Encounters on Sci-Fi.
We know them. Absolutely.
Keith and Sandra are very dear friends of mine. They really helped me through a lot of things to learn more about myself, which I thought I knew a lot, but from them really keyed me to the right path. Keith's been around for a long time to doing what he's doing, as young as I was, you know, doing the paranormal field. And Keith has a couple of books. If you want to check it out, it's called, it's Paranormal Realities 1 and 2. And they're great reads. So if you go on the website, near N-E-A-R, paranormal.com, and you can go and find more information on Keith and Sandra. And Carl's team, which is called BeyondTheVeil.com, you find all what they've been doing. And they've been on multiple TV shows, you know, Paranormal State. They've been on Finding Bigfoot. But they actually, just most recently, actually, I think it's this week, July 19th, it's actually one of their first major demonics will be actually on airing in the movie theater called The Conjuring.
Ooh.
And it's actually their first major demonics they encountered. And they from the Perron family, they were beseeched by them to help them with their case. So Keith and Carl went to get, of course, famed demonologist Ed Warren and his lovely wife, Lorraine Warren. And they were involved with that case. And the movie is based on that true story.
You know,
that happened in Rhode Island.
Yeah. You know, I've affiliated with them for a long time on Facebook and private things. And I've got to tell you, I have followed their work. They are fantastic. Now, that is, I've got to be honest, cool people. Very cool.
These are some typical questions I always like to ask of people that are in
Here
the paranormal.
Here we go.
typical questions. It's kind of like, you know, who is that one person always pulls out the list, always the same question?
Well, that's
all
right.
I can't help it.
What we do on our show.
You know, obviously you had some, you know, attacks when you were young, you know, 5 to 10 and on with your dream. But when would you really, you know, those were dreams, but when would you really cite your first paranormal activity that you were aware of, and then you know, that caused that interest to get into that field?
Well, actually, it came very personal. It was my grandfather after his death, 2 days after his death.
Oh.
He died in May 3rd, 1981, and it was before my 11th birthday. And we're having a reception at my house, and I'm sitting down. I'm eating pie or cake. I can't remember exactly. I know I was eating some dessert, and I heard my name being called, and there's over 30 people in my home. And we live at a two-floor raised ranch. So I'm trying to find out. Everybody's downstairs, so I'm trying to figure out who called me from behind me. So I'm asking my uncles and cousins, and they didn't call me. All right, so I sat down again and heard my name being called. I'm like, turn around, and it's still going there. So I'm hearing it again, and I'm facing it, and it's toward my grandparents' bedroom down in the first floor. So I walked towards the toward where the bathroom was and where the bedroom was. So I'm thinking maybe someone's in a bathroom asking for toilet paper or something, you know. I don't know. But the door is closed, you know, so I knocked on the door in a bathroom, and there's no one answering. So I turned to the bedroom. I walked in the bedroom, and my grandpa passed away with stomach cancer, intestinal cancer. And his last days, he had severe gout in his feet and his legs. His feet was ballooned probably the size of a watermelon. So he used to walk with canes. So one of his canes is laying on the side of the wall next to the closet door, the sliding door. And the cane rose up from the ground, shook against the wall, against the closet door, and fell straight down. And this cold rush of air went through me. And that was the very first instance. That was my grandfather. And he said my name while he was walking through me. So I knew it was my grandfather. And many years later, I'm going to go right to kind of almost like a recent thing. In 2008, my grandmother passed away. And she died in a nursing home of heart problems. And my parents decided to, sell the house and move down to Florida. So, I'm helping them move out. And, but, you know, my grandpa was a really avid smoker. He smoked non-filtered Camels. So my father, in 1999, quit smoking. He didn't smoke. And he had cancer in his throat. So he stopped smoking altogether. I smoked, but I never smoked in the house ever again, you know. So I'm inside the house, we're packing up stuff, and I can smell cigarette smoke. I know it's not for me. Now, as a smoker, you don't really smell that much smoke. You know, you're so accustomed to it. But I smelt Camel cigarettes when my grandpa used to smoke. And the same instance, when I smelt that, I smelt my grandma's lavender perfume that she would wear.
Ooh.
And I'm like, all right. So my grandpa waited for my grandma after she passed on to be together and tell me that they're okay. You know, so that really solidified everything I thought when I was a kid, so I was 11 years old till now, you know. But as a personal thing of the paranormal, why I got into it was primarily my grandfather, you know. Other paranormal experiences I've had, I actually dealt with a possessed doll. In 1985, there was a popular teddy bear called Teddy Ruxpin.
Just remember that bear talk already.
I just want to let you know, this Teddy Ruxpin did not have a cassette tape. This Teddy Ruxpin didn't have any wires in it because it was pulled out. So there was no way to talk or move because, you know, Teddy Ruxpin's only thing he can move was his eyes and his mouth. Well, this Teddy Ruxpin decides to stand up and walk. And growl at the same time. They walked 3 steps, fell flat on its face, and growled. like his head like pointed toward me. So I tore it apart while I'm saying our Father Hail Mary. Now it's just, I think it was 14 or 15 years old. So I'm tearing it apart, saying our Father Hail Mary. I was doing everything I could. I was taking the rosary, reading the rosary, going over the rosary, praying over it. And I threw it outside in the trash. And from that on, that family that was plagued with the child was getting, you know, haunted by the thing. And it never had sex. And he's grown up now. He's in his 20s now, and nothing's been happened since. And they moved to Florida, because that all happened in Cambridge, Massachusetts. But,
Well, I've seen some really crazy things happen with a rosary myself. But you know what? I would love for you to come back on our show again.
We're
going to
talk more about the paranormal next time.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah.
This is so cool. I have a daytime show. I would love for you to come on. And I have a few more connections I would love to hook you up with. And let's get her rolling. Tell Carl and Keith hi from me and the wife. You've been a fantastic guest tonight. Thank you so very much.
You've got a beautiful wife.
Beautiful,
by the way.
Wife. Oh yeah, she's gorgeous. Knockout. Bam.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I'll tell her when I go upstairs.
There you go.
Thank
and make
you.
Make sure you throw out your website
one more time, and then we've got to do a few readings.
Sure. It's josephandrade.webs.com. And that's josephandrade.webs.com. You can also you can Google us at Nightbreed Paranormal. We also had a stint on Blog Talk Radio for a couple of years. So you can look up Blog Talk, look up for Nightbreed Paranormal on the Third Eye Radio.
There you go.
We had a show on. We had multiple guests on also. And please tune in and find out more about Nightbreed.
All right, I'm not through with you. We are just so enthralled with you. Thank you for your honesty, your candidness, and let me tell you, it's a blessing that you've been able to get where you are today.
No, thank you. Yeah, it's been a blessing. Trust me.
All right. We will be in touch with you soon.
Success and peace.
What's
that? Joseph, we'll be talking to you soon. We're just wishing you nothing but blessings and peace. And
thank you. You too. And God bless.
Right.
Talk soon. All right.
Definitely.
Bye-bye.
That was a great interview. Joseph Andrade.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, spiritual
Doesn't that
healer.
Just does, ooh.
Make sure you visit his website, josephandrade.webs.com. It's
cool.
Posted in the chat room.
Cool beans.
The chat room question that we have, we'll do that after the show. I know we've got several people that's been holding. You just ready to rip it?
I'm ready to rip it.
All right.
Let's
because
do it.
We've only got 11 minutes left, so these are going to be one question menu reading. When we come on, make sure you got your name and date of birth ready so we can get right to it. All right. Our first caller is Sandy. Sandy's birth date is 2/15. Sandy, you're on the air with Psychic Tina Marie.
Oh, hi, Tina Marie. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, darling. What can I do for you?
I had a question about career. As last week, Tuesday, I went for an interview. Prior to that, they called me in for a test. Do you think you're getting the job? Because they told me that I should be hearing something this week. You know, they seem interested in the two gentlemen that interviewed me.
All right, honey. Hold on. Take a deep breath. Let me get into clairvoyancy. Take a deep breath. You know yourself, you're intuitive. My gosh, you already know that this is not going to work out. You already know it's not there. You need to keep pushing.
Okay.
You already knew. You already knew before you even called me, correct?
I wasn't sure, but the thing is that things are not great where I'm working right now. I don't know. It looks like we're going to be getting less work in September. That's what our boss told us. I mean, he's not even sure. So do you see me finding a job before?
Okay, well,
you know, I don't know what's going to
happen. Out, honey. It was just your first tryout. Keep going. You got to keep going,
right.
Darling, because the one you just applied for is not going to work. All right, let's go to the next caller.
All right, again, we're doing one question mini
reading. One question
readings.
Mini
reading. If you'd like to book a full reading, go to www.mistina.com, MISSTENA.com. Our next area code is 937. You're on the air with Psychic Tina Marie. We need your name and date of birth, please.
Sandy, 4857.
All right, one more time, sugar.
4857.
4-8. Another
yes.
Strong one. Whoa, Sandy. What can I do for you, darling?
What do you see for love?
What do I see, honey?
Yes.
Just anything around you? Just
general.
A general?
Coming up. Anyone coming in?
April, hold on. Well, you've got a female spirit that's kind of clicking me in the head right there, so let me get around that one. Whew. Grandma figure is coming in. Whew.
Okay.
Older, correct? Thump, thump,
grandmother
thump.
Or mother?
I don't know, but somebody's thumping me in the head. I'm trying to do this as quick as possible. That was like a thwink in the head. No wonder you're impatient there, Sandy.
Yes.
Let me take a breath because that was a good thwink.
Oh.
Hold on, gal. Woo. And there's a deceased boy to the side also. I don't know if it's cousin or friend to your side that's coming in with her. Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm trying to hurry. Hold on. Producer is pushing me. Hold on. I got to take a deep breath here. Whew. Sandy, you're strong.
Okay.
Mm-mm. You know that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So modest. God. That's the way you get derailed on a show. Somebody like that calls in. Pretty cool.
What else to say?
Well, hold on. I'm trying to get through her energy. Take a deep breath and just blow it away from the phone, will you? There you go. Good girl. Good girl. There's motion around you. I don't know if you just came back from something or I see boxes, honey. You're moving. Total transportation.
My daughter just got married. We had boxes everywhere.
Okay. All right. That's it. Well, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. She's going to be all right.
Okay.
She's going to be all right.
So now it's mom time.
I know. But gosh, I had to get through all the rest of your boxes before I could do you. I see that you are going to be doing some traveling. Take it easy. Relax. Quit forcing things. Go with the flow of things. There's nothing wrong with trying to make things go in a certain direction for yourself, but just chill a little bit, okay? Just chill.
Okay.
You got to chill. And if I can be any further help, call back into the show or come over to www.mistina.com. All right.
Nothing like a strong one, huh?
She was good. That's called put me in my place kind of energy.
All right, you ready to do one more?
Sure.
Right. Area code 928. You're on the air with Psychic Tina Marie. We need your name and date of birth, please.
Alfina, 12887.
What was that again? I'm sorry. That was quick.
Alfina,
12887. 887, Alfina.
What can I do for you, darling? What a beautiful name.
I'm wondering what's going to become of the situation between me and Del.
Between you and another a gentleman?
Yes, his name is Del.
Al. Okay. Do you have his date of birth?
June 21st, 1984.
You guys are strong. Both of you are very, very highly sensitive. You know that, right? Both of you. One prettier than the other. And there seems to be some secrets going on here. I'm not trying to put no ideas in your head. You already know this. You are extremely direct.
Like,
you are extremely direct. You want to know things right now. You want it all in place.
Yes, I'm wondering what's going to come of the situation, like, of what's going on right now.
I think you need to chill. I really think that you need to relax, or you're going to... Have you ever heard of the old word self-sabotage?
Yes.
Okay, knock it off, gal, because that's exactly what's going to happen in this situation. All right, if we can be any further help, come on over to www.missdina.com. And let me tell you something now. Any readings that I book here on Greater Good Ministry Radio, I'll give proceeds back to it.
Portion goes to
Absolutely.
Greater Good Ministry.
What a great show.
We got one more question in the chat room. We'll do it.
One more?
On the air. Yeah.
One more. We only got a few more moments. Let's
yeah.
do it.
Hi, my name's Gloria. 72878.
Another strong woman. Goodness
yeah.
sake.
I've always wanted to know exactly what happened to my grandmother. She passed away when she was 20 years old, and my father was 10 months old. What? And my father was 10 months old, and
Ooh.
Her never knew the real story of my mother. Is there anything you see about, really, what happened to her grandmother?
Okay, first and foremost, the first thing I pick up is something to do with the chest. Like pneumonia, some kind of virus in the chest. And I truly, truly believe it was just something to do. I don't think there's any dark around this. It was something to do with the chest. And a viral disease, it was lung, something to do with the lungs and chest, like pneumonia. God bless you, darling. There was no conspiracy, nothing, you know, there was no villain going on here. It was just her immunity was down. I totally believe this. Now, get with me.
Said it was her kidneys.
Well, I'm going to tell you, it went right through the body, right through the body. The immune system shut down. Love and light to everybody out there. And look at everybody in the chat room. Isn't that great?
I'm going to say hi.
All right. Oh, you know what? We have got a special person in the chat or in the queue. We got Dr. Gregory Scott.
Gregory, we're just saying hi to you. We've got to wrap up the show here, but I know that you listen to the entire show. We appreciate you coming on. Gregory is the host of his own show on Thursdays at 9 a.m. Central. And what's the name of that show, Gregory?
It's called The Real Deal with Gregory and Tina Marie, and we are co-hosts. And it's out of sight and off the hook. Thank you for giving me a shout-out. Enjoyed
right.
the show. You guys are the best.
Oh, thank you so much, Gregory. We'll talk to you soon, all right? But I just want to make sure that everyone listened to that show. The Real Deal, 9 a.m. Central on Thursday. But, you know, this has been a great show. I know that we've got another guest lined up, so be looking for that on our Facebook. On Psychic Tina Marie, you can always... visit Tina at her website.
It's going to be a cool one next week.
It's going to be a really good... Who is it?
It's the Sane Asylum.
That's right. I mean, why not? We're nutty. We belong there.
We do all kind of fun stuff.
But anyway, check out Tina's show Tuesday through Saturday at 11 a.m. Central. It's called The Psychic Tina Marie Show. Just go to our website, www.misstina.com, MISSTENA.com.
And Gregory.
I can only do one show at a time. And then, The Real Deal with Dr. Gregory Scott and Tina Marie at 9 a.m. Thursdays. So make sure, 9 a.m., a.m., not p.m., a.m.
There you go.
Thursday morning. So make sure you tune in for that. That's an inspiring hour.
When I do the clairvoyancy, I get hyped.
I know you do.
I get very hyped.
I got to sit on you right after. On you.
Love and light to everybody out there. Thank you so much for tuning in to the show. This has been Primarily Paranormal with Greater Good Ministry Radio. Love and light to Reverend B out there as she's out there in the desert.
She's probably digging
collecting.
Up a crystal.
Oh, I know she's out there getting crystals.
She's rock hounding right now. But anyway, we will see everybody. We'll hear you back on the airwaves 7 o'clock p.m. Central next Monday night for another edition of Primarily Paranormal. Love and light to all. Good night.